Hello from the Maine Humanities Council. Here's a story from the collection of five Maine children's books that Raising Readers combined into one book and gave to all the five-year-olds in Maine in 2009. If you have a copy of the book, you can follow along.
I'm going to be reading Not Norman, a Goldfish Story, written by Kelly Bennett and illustrated by Noah Z. Jones, which is me. When I got Norman, I didn't want to keep him. I wanted a different kind of pet. Not Norman. I wanted a pet who could run and catch, or one who could climb trees and chase strings. A soft, furry pet to sleep on my bed at night. Not Norman. All Norman does is swim around and 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 around. This is it, Norman, I decide. I'm trading you for a good pet. Norman doesn't move. Not even a fin twitches. How can I trade him like this? No one will want a sorry-looking fish in a gunky bowl. When I drop Norman into his nice clean bowl, he starts dipping and flipping, flapping his fins around. He looks so goofy, I have to laugh. Don't think that just because you made me laugh, I'm going to keep you, I tell him. Tomorrow, you're out of here. Norman blows a stream of bubbles. The next day, I take Norman to school with me. If I talk him up real good during show and tell, maybe someone will want him. On the way there, we see my friend Austin. Austin has a real cool dog and seven puppies. Want to swap one of your pups for Norman, I ask. Who's Norman, asks Austin. My goldfish, I say. By the time I rescue Norman, half his water is gone. I'm sorry, I tell Norman when we get to school. I'm really sorry. He just stares at me all googly-eyed. Finally, it's my turn to show and tell. Just as I start to talk about goldfish, Emily shouts, Jenny's gone! Who let my snake loose? Does anyone hear the story of how I got Norman? Does anyone even ask to hold his bowl? No. They're all jumping and screaming and chasing the snake. Not Norman. He's looking right at me. Thanks for listening, I tell him. That afternoon, we go to my music lesson. As soon as it's over, I'm taking Norman back to the pet store. I take out my tuba and begin to play. Bum, 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 ba, 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 boo. Boo, 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 bee. I glance over at Norman. He's swaying back and forth. Glue, 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 glug, he mouths. Look, Norman's singing, I say. Pay attention, snaps Maestro, and try to play the proper notes. Maestro makes me stay for extra practice. By the time my lesson is over, it's too late to go to the pet store. Don't think that just because you like my music, I'm going to keep you, I tell Norman. He glugs. That night I'm sound asleep when... Screech! Scritch! What's that noise? Scratch! Scritch! Screech! Yikes! There's something at the window. Then, out of the corner of my eye, I spot... Norman! He isn't scared. He isn't swimming around in circles either. He glugs and gives me a little wave. I'm not alone. Together, Norman and I slide open the curtains. It was just a broken tree branch. Thanks for watching out for me, Norman. On Saturday, I take Norman to the pet store, just like I said I would. I look at the cats and dogs and snakes and birds. I look at the hamsters and mice and lizards, too. They all look like good pets, but they are not Norman. When I got Norman, I wasn't sure I wanted to keep him. But now, even if I could pick any pet in the whole world, I wouldn't trade him. Not Norman. And that's the end.
Hope you enjoyed the story. You can find more good stories by clicking on the podcast button at our website, www.mainehumanities.org.